Ben Simen, Mem Zayin, Tif Yud Gimel. Amashkim, Koidem Eur Hayoim Lilmoy. Person wakes up before day, he wakes up, let's say, Aloysa Shachar, let's say it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and he wakes up 4 o'clock, Lilmoy. Mavorech Birchas HaTorah. So he makes Birchas HaTorah. And we had mentioned this yesterday, that this is not like the Shittas HaRabbeinu Tam. The Shittas HaRabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no such concept as a Hefsik of Shaina, and the reason why we make each morning a Birchas HaTorah, because it's a new day. So here the Machaber is telling us, we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. Hamashkim koidem er hayoim lilmai, mavorech Birchas HaTorah. So you can make right now Birchas HaTorah, because we hold Meikar Adin, that the Indian for making every day Birchas HaTorah is because of the Hefsek Shaina he slept. He slept that night, now he woke up. So he makes now Birchas HaTorah, even though it's theoretically it's still in the middle of the night. Ve'ein o yitzorech lazer lavorech, k'sheyelech lebeis haknesos, and he'll go to shul, and now it's day. So there's no necessity to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Hamashkim koidem er hayoim, a person who wakes up again before day, mavorech kol seder habroches, can make all the birchas hashachar also. Shloyes an digoy, shloyes an diovet, kechivim chutz mi birchas hanoisein lasech vivino, because this broche, this man of this broche is when one hears the crow of the town, the girl. So that's a later time, not in the middle of the night. Uparshas HaTomid. Also, the Parshas HaTomid, since they were makriv the Tomid when it first became day, the crow was not at night. So if he's saying Parshas HaTomid, he should not say it till it becomes day. Sheyamtim mila omro, he should wait, ad sheyeir hayoy. Hago, olechatchile, yiter yodov, kaidim sheyivorech lilmoy. It is preferable, now he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so he should wash his hands, because he's learning, he's saying, broches, bimloy hoyoloy mayim, he can learn, he can make brachas without netila, even though there's a ruach ro on his hands, but it's preferable to take off the ruach ro, but if this is not possible, so one learns and says brachas with the ruach ro, he'll just rub his hands to make sure that they should be nekiyes, but he doesn't. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now he makes Birchas HaTorah. So as we mentioned before, the reason he makes Birchas HaTorah is because there was a hefsek shena between the previous Birchas HaTorah. So the Melech, so now you make again. Va'af im chozo v'yoshon achakach shnas keva koidem oir hayoim oi bayoim, and afilu he'll sleep again later, in tzorech lagzor ulevorech. So that means it was just like we had learned yesterday that ki bistomer dat ishlodnum lifte bebroche zu ad shnas halaylo sha'achov. That means that Shein is a hefsik, the Shein is a laila, but if he slept already by night, so even though he slept again by night, he fell asleep again, or he slept by day, so that Shein, which it seems is not the Iker Shein, so you don't have to make a broche. B'chol zeh lefi ha'yesh oimrim shebesif yudalot, that we learned yesterday, that if a person sleeps by day, that's not considered a hefsik. The broche after the Shein is halayla Patos, the Shaina, the Limit is going to learn Keseda. Avalafi, Masha, Kosavnu, Shom. But we learned before that after Shaina's Keva Bayem Mavoich Lehifsid, we had learned that even though the Mechabel says Yesh Oimlin and Vachain Nogu, you did not make a brocha after Shaina's, if you slept a Shaina's Kva by day. But the Mishnah Berurah said that if a person makes a brocha Lehifsid, is Koshkein Bozeh, here he slept at night, so if he makes a birchas haTorah, it's not gefela. Koidem oir hayoyim, v'afilu b'mashkim achar chatzos, laylo leizinyan, v'daitoi lachzo v'lishen oid achar kach shen eskva, the Lahochi Yochelavar Kaleilo HaBrochas. He can make the Bichas HaShachar. He woke up now, he wants to make Bichas HaShachar, even though he has an intent to go back to sleep. The Lahochi Yochelavar Kaleilo HaBrochas, Vishuv Leitzaych Lavarach Oysom Ksheyokum Babaker. And there's no need for him to make these Brochas again. That means after Chatzoy, so it's like a new day already, so he can make these Brochas. Levad, Birchas alakai nishomo yema b'loich sime, because since he has an intent to go back to sleep, so memele, so the ike chazoros and nishom is by the last time he wakes up, so or the final time he wakes up. So therefore, if he woke up after chatzos and he has an intent to go back to sleep, he should not make his bracha b'loichai nishomo. So he should say it belichasimi, and the bracha can say because baruch ato amarzil nisham esuf gorim meisim without, or shouldn't say bechlal bechasimi. Amarzil sheina yema beli has korat Hashem. He can say the whole thing. Baruch ato alachilam amarzil sheina meinai. Baruch ato, and that's hagei mochasodim tayim. ואחר כך כשיוקר בבויקר יאמר אויסון באזכור השם המלכס קלוי. Then you can say later in the shame of Malchus. Bina. So the Mechaba said you don't say an Eisen Lasech Vivina before Yom. Pachoynu iskimu שגם ברוך הזו יוכר לבוי חפולו קיידם שיירך היום. One can make this ברוך even before Yom. אך ישוים הם one is permitted, so l'chadchila yesh l'izayah shloh l'voich oisa koydim sheyer hayayim, but it's preferable, one should not make the bracha before it's yayim. L'ay shesham ha'kel ta'amago. Over the yevid yosefu l'ay shesham ha'kel ta'amago. That's all the mail of me'ika din yoyayitze, afili yisei me'boid laylo yisei, that's considered ready in the new day. In Parshas HaTomid also you should wait till it becomes yom. V'chol mishnayis hakorbonei she'achel, and all the mishnayis that speak about the korbonis, Ezer Mekoimon, Abay Mesad HaSeid HaMarocha, all these Mishnayis, so you should wait till it becomes day. Kihem Bimkoim HaKrovosom, these Mishnayis are in place of their HaKrovo, Nishal Meforum Sposeinu, so it's in the place of the Krovo, and HaKrovosom Ela B'yem, it can only be Makriv by day. God, the Dirshu brings on, if a person doesn't have any time to say it later, he can say it at night also. L'umay do l'vorech, that means if he doesn't have water, he can learn, he can make proches, he can ask Yodah b'chomidi d'minaki, she just represents, then he can make these proches. That's right. The Ruach HaTumah is not ideal to have on his hands, but it's not ma'akev. Sif Yudalit. Noshim mevorchais birchais atayla. Hatam ayin bebir halacha. Now let us see, there's a merdeke bir halacha over here. Noshim hatam v'chayovais lumait adinim shelohem. As we had mentioned before, God, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes that women are mechuyev to know most of Orachayim, Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Shantav. I mean, that they have to know. That's children and teachers they don't have to know, but most Brachos, but most of Orachayim they have to know. They have to know Ebenezer, Hilchos Yichud, they have to know Yeredeye, Hilchos Meliche, and Bosa Bacholov, these things they have to know, this is Negeya them. Hilchos Nidri says also, that's right, Hilchos Nidri, they have to know what? We'll see that also. Well, fine. Now, one reason. Now, if the Eilam remembers, I had once mentioned the Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi. They say Pshat and the Gemara Nedorim, and we said Pshat and the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Siman Mem Zayin, that the Beis HaMikdash became Chorev. They went into Golis. They did not make birchas atayre, and the Chasam Sofer Beis HaLevi say pshat. Why didn't they make birchas atayre? Because they held that the whole purpose of birchas atayre is to acquire knowledge how to do the mitzvahs. That means so atayre is only a preparation. To enable someone to do the mitzvahs, but not the mitzvah. It's a preparation how to do the mitzvah. So that's why you have to learn Torah. A person has to build the sukkah because if one of the sukkah won't be able to sit the sukkah. So the asiyas sukkah is a preparation to be mitzvah, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. But af al pikein, when one makes a sukkah, he doesn't make a bracha because the bracha was made Peshas Gemara Mitzvah, when they do the mitzvah, even though the preparation is a necessity in order for me to be Mekayev the mitzvah, but on the preparation, you don't make a bracha. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi say that that's why the Beis Mikdash was Chorev, because they understood, they were learning the whole day, but they understood that Limud HaTorah is only the sole purpose of learning is to know how to be Mekayim the Torah. So the limit is only a preparation for Kiyum HaTorah, so Kiyum HaMitzvah, so there's no need to make a broche. And the mistake was because that is true, but Torah has in itself another chelik. Torah is in itself the etzem mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Not only to guide me and tell me what to do, but to learn and to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, to have a clarity in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, that alone is a mitzvah. And that's called Torah Lishma. And therefore, it's you're mechuyev to make a brocha for learning the Torah. But they say clearly that the sole purpose of learning Torah is only to know what to do, and that's actually not mechuyev to make a brocha. So when I learned this, it bothered me. So we say, Noshim make a bracha, because even though they're potter from Limud HaTorah, but they learn Torah in order to know what to do. Very good. They have to learn Torah, but that again, that Torah is a preparation. So I saw today that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach asked this kasha. No, they do make. The reason we have to understand why. One. Yeah, the first reason he says he doesn't understand because if that is the reason for that, you don't make a bracha. Okay, but a couple of them, this Rishonim say. It's not the part of Yeah. Yeah, but the shows, if you make a brach, so by then the Torah is only a preparation. So as a preparation, you shouldn't have to make a brach. They have to learn the taket. But that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman asks. According to this cheshbon, that should not be a reason to be mechuyev to make a brach, to be able to make a brach. That I found today, Rav Shlomo Zalman asks this kasha. Okay, that's one reason. Now, we have a second reason. This is a mozadikizach. K'mayshe chayev is betvile. The mechuyev and parshas atomit. Now let's understand this. This is a mouthful which needs a little explanation. Number one, women have to say Parshas HaTomet. That's number one, which perhaps not too many women know this. But they have to say Parshas HaTomet. Fine? Okay. So since they have to say Parshas HaTomet, the Mechuyim and Parshas HaTomet, just like the Mechuyim and Tfilah, so Memele, that's why they make a Broche. So if the reason is the Mechuyim and Parshas HaTomet, like the Mechuyim and Tfilah is not Mechuyim and Birchas HaTorah, we learned before, Me'ikar Adin, if a person wants to say Psukim, L'shem Tfilah, L'shem Tchina, not L'shem Limud HaTorah, you don't make a broche. So what is Pshat in this? So I think Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. We're going to have later in the next Simen, we're going to have that Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu asked Rabbein Shalom, what's going to be when the Beis Hamikdash will become Chorev, what will be with Klal Yisrael, and the Averus, what's going to be? Like this we have the Kabbonis and the Chapa, what will be when the Beis Hamikdash will become Chorev? So Rabbein Shalom told them that they should learn the Parshias. They should be Isaac in the Parshias of Kibbutz Ramallah and Yelem Kilo Hikrivo. So that means that when we say the Parshias, and here we'll see the next Siman, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly you have to understand what you're saying. Kolo Isaac, the Parshias Oila Kilo Hikrov Oila Isaac means he's not saying the words. Isaac means he understands what he's saying. So that's good, Kilo Hikrov. But if he doesn't understand, so that's not Kilo Hikrov. So I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying like this. The whole Indian of Tfilah is Chazal tells Tfilah Keneged Tamidim Tikno. That means we had a Beis Hamikdash. They were Makim the Korban Tamid in the morning and the in Bein Abayim they were Makim the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim. And our two Tfilahs, our two main Tfilahs, Shachis and Minchas Keneged the Tamidim. So our Tfilah is we're trying in place of the Tmidim, we say our Tfilah. That's a takana. That's Tfilah taket. But the Chi of Tmidim, that's a Chi of, there's a Chi of Tmidim. They're Mechuyev, and that we have to be Isaac Beparshas Tomet in order that it is Kila Hikrev Tomet. There's a Din Tfilah Kineged. Just like there wasn't the Beis Hamikdash a Kolben Tomet, the Mesakin Tfilah Kineged the Tmidim. But so we do something similar to the Tmidim. But the Hakramis HaTmidim was that one, Bismanayne, we're Mekayim this, through learning saying the Parshas Tomet and understanding it. So that women are also Mechuyev. Women are also Mechuyev in this, in the learning field. They have to learn Parshas Tomet and to understand it. So that's the second reason. And then, and according to these two reasons, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm married because I asked for a woman can be." This is achi asvara de reise, and women can be meitzi anoshim and bichas atayr. Then there's a third reason that the goyim says that even though they're potter, but if they want to say it, they can say it like women make a broche and lulav. Even though they're potter, they can make a broche. And that Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach learned that the machlok is the machaber and the rambam. The svardim, the women do not make a broche and lulav and shayfer. So why over here, Mr. Everyone agrees. The machaber also says this. Noshim and broches bichas atayr. So this is something just loyal abosi, but would understand clearly the chiyuv of noshim and bichas atayra. Simen memches, oimrim parshas atomid, psuki kov mshabes, oimim eitzo parshas atomid, vaboy sifechot. Vaoimrim zukta gamo. So before we start the simen with the Beis Yosef, there's a hagov of the Rama. Vaoimrim parshas atomid. We say parshas atomid. V'yesh oimrim, and others also say, Seder HaMarocha. Abaye have a Mesad, the Seder Marocha, which is the Seder, how the Avodah was. V'ribayinu ilomim, ata tzvizonu. V'mi'evsha, let's see first what this means. Hatomit v'hi b'mokim akrovas kolman hatomit, shekein kiblu chazal, shebizman, she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, ואין יכולים להקריב קורבנות. מי שעוסק בהם או בפרשת הישראלים, מה לעולה וכוסוף כאילו הקריבו. But if a person is עוסק in the עוסק בפרשת הישראלים, is כאילו הקריבו. לכך ישוימים גם כם סדר המרוך מטעם זה, והוא מה שנספר שתמידק בימינו לא ימי בכל יום הפאי הווה מסעתה, That's a bay of a misfather.
You know, the Benish Chaim said, Benish Chaim said, the boy makes statue. It is important. It's a little prevention.
Okay.
It's not a matter of it. I follow Benish Chaim, how do they help you? The Israel boss was laughing for benching? It's such a minhag. Say, Israel boss was laughing before you benching. In the middle of eating, because at the meeting, it's the Benish Chaim message. Yes.
So let us continue. Then to say, "Bye, have a Masada," which is the Seder of the Kabbalists. The Nizali Poshit. The Mi Sheyedeya Sefer. Now, when we say, "Bye, have a Masada," if a person knows Gemara, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, there was no art scroll and other Sidurim which explained that "Bye, have a Masada." The only way you could understand it if you learn the Gemara Masech to Shume. So the Chafetz Chaim says, the Mishi Dei Seif, Mitzvah Lumet, the Gemara Perush HaMem Razu, you should know what you're saying, what it means. V'chein ma'asho no'imim b'chol yoyim, in Yoni Asiyas Akteris, that we speak about Peter Makteris Keter, you should also know Kadesha Yovin Mashu Aima. Ubozeh, if he understands what he's saying to Choshev Loi Hamire B'mokem Akteris, then the Amire is Keilu, he was Makter Teres. The pshat, the pesukim, where he was speaking about the Baraisa, to understand what you are saying. You know what you're talking about. Agavuchi here, the Dirshu Binzan, Amredik, Ezeir HaKodesh, a person that says, Peter Makteres, Haim ro yinotsu mikol dvorim roim, mikol pegoim roim, mihiro ra, midin ra, umimoves, lo yinoze koloise hayoim. Mechab rovachi yechavein bo. And he should be mechab what he's saying. Mechab means he should understand what he's saying. Ubozet yichoshu lo yamira b'mokim haktore. V'chein koschu asforim. Damasha Omar Hagmore kol ha'oisik beparshis oilo. Hakavon shu misasik lohovin to understand in your net what he's saying. Maya miras hatevis labad, not just to say the words without comprehending what he's saying. Kosova Mogimavlo. Now we just spoke about Oimrim Parshis HaTomit, and that's Kilei Kriv Tomit. Kosova Mognevron, Parshas HaKabonish Yoimar Ba'amidre. He should stand, and he says Parshas HaTomit, he should stand. Ba'ayim b'shari tshuve b'shem kamo achoynim shechel kemalze. Now, the reason of the Mogen Avrom is that Avoyde is Ba'amidre. They had a stand when they did the Avoyde. So they should stand. But Lemaise, the Sharet Shuva, Tainis, the Yisraelim didn't do the Avoide, the Kahanim did the Avoide. The Yisraelim, by the Parshas HaTomid, or when someone else brought a Korban. So the Kohen did the Avoide. Avoide is Bamida, the Kohen can't sit, the Kohen has to stand. But the Bala Korban, there's no deal that the Bala Korban has to stand. So therefore, the Chaylik and the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says that you have to stand when you say Parshas Tomit. When I say Parshas Tomit, it does not mean that I'm being makriv Tomit. I'm saying it that the Tomit is being nikra for me, but not that I'm being makriv, only the Kahanim are makriv. No, because the Kohen is also not saying that he's makriv. It's like it's a Korban symbol, so it's given over for the symbol. But prima godin kosmi komokim bepashas atomid roi lamoid shekeirim betzibur bekoil ro. Now, this is right, we didn't have it, you can have it sooner than the more, but the tool brings down, there was a moedik minik, there was a minik that when you came to shul, they said pashas atomid. The whole Olam stood up, they said loud Parshas HaTomid. And this Indian of saying the Parshas HaTomid because Rome and Shul, because the Beis HaKnesses is like a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at, and we hear that it's a Korban Tzibur, the whole Tzibur said loud Parshas HaTomid. So Memele, so the Prima Godem says, so if this is, we're trying to make a replica of what occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, so since the whole Tzibur is saying B'Kol Rom, it's Roi Lamei. There it's already, it's like we are trying, this is a Korban of the Tzibur, there's a need to stand up. Ma Gama Shekosu Be'Reita B'Shem Da'achoch M'Shizor Lai B'Pashto Tomi B'Tziburi Mashat, you should say it together. I'm Bishar Chubi Shisa Gaza. We don't just say it. It was such a minik, but not as a necessity. Kosova Prima Goda, Masha Kosova Besidurim, Benusach Yerotzen, Bisekilo Hikravno Korban HaTomid, Viesh Gersim Hikravti, and Inochem. That, like, we were Makriv, כי הקרבתי בפרשת חטוס הביילם קוראים, מה שאין קיים בתומד אין יוחד מקרי ביילם, זה קורב נפגנץ כלל ישראל. בתורה גילסה כאילו קורב התומד לא ידעי, וזה נוח. ושארי תשובה מיישב גם הגילסה שלו, that means it's a קורב מציבור, and everyone in the ציבור had a חלק in the הקרובה. The avoid was done through the kahanim, but a chaylik that was the tumas alishke that some amele that so he krafti he kravnu zechnish kefele. Now let us go back to the Rambam. V'imi esro he says one should say pashas atomim the bayim mesadah the bayim elomim v'imi evshel la omrei b'tzibo. That means as we mentioned before there was a minig. That the whole tzibur used to say it. He can't say it, but tzibur. Yochel omri bebeisos. He can say the parshas atomid bebeisos. The Latin, when if he comes to shul and the whole oilam is saying now parshas atomid, so he'll say it over again. Lots of parshas atomid levadi matzibur. He'll say it over again because everyone is saying it. He doesn't want to be a yetzim in a klal. So then it would perhaps look like he was makrif to meet him. At home he said Parshas Atomit, and it comes to shul saying the second time Parshas Atomit. So look, it's look at he's being moisif on the tmidim. The second time he says Parshas Atomit, he should think, I'm not doing this for Akrovas Atomit, this is Kekoyre B'Toyre. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. בציבור שדלקם בו איסי מוקם לא ימרק פרשס אטומית לבד בציבור ולאחזר שאת ותם שמנהוגם בו ימקדם לא ימעקל ביחד בקרולון במניגווס they said it together בקרולון ואם קם לא יוכל להשתק בישירים ובציבור so the whole ציבור saying פרשס אטומית he can't be an exception he minkar milse so therefore he should say it with them. But he should think this I'm saying L'shem Limedatari. V'chavim ein betushen rak l'rabcha de milse. Shle yenire kilo makreb shnei smide. Now let's go a little further. V'nogu amedagdikim lehisnei eya, that amedagdikim sheik, b'sho shekoyrim batoyre, when they learn toyre. Dugmas atoyre shenitno bereses. That means when Vayarom Vayonu, they shook, they trembled. B'shas Matan Torah. So just like they trembled, it was Vayonu. So therefore, when we learn Torah, we also shake Dum Yed Matan Torah. That's by learning. V'chein B'shor Shem Ispalalim. And also, there's a minute to shake one daven. Al Shem, not Al that Apostle, because that Apostle is speaking about Limud HaTorah. Al Shem, Kol Atzmai Seitemal, Na Shem Yichamoicho, that the Tefillah should be Kol Atzmai Seitemal. So that's now the Rambam explained the Indian of shaking by Limud HaTorah and by B'Shor Shem Yispalonim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'sho Shem Yispalalim. So B'sho Shem Yispalalim, Pashtus is going on Shemayne Esri. V'yesh Poiskim Shechel Kemalze, V'oimrim de B'tfile in Shemayne Esri Ein Le'isnaneya. That means we have to say T'file is Oimed Bifnei HaMelech. That's the Matthias. We're standing in front of Melech Malchi HaMlochim. So if you're standing in front of us, it's Oimed Bifnei HaMelech. That's not the time to shake. That's where we have to be oymed. So others hold by tefillah, one should not check. The yesh poiskim shechil kamaze. The rak, this concept of kol atzmoisei teimar na Hashem yichamoicha, psuki de zimre, obichas krishme, volim adat toire, alps the first reason, afilu shebal peh, minig lisnanei. So we hear Ram Achloikas. Others say one should not shake by Shemayne Esrei. I remember the Mashkiach before Chaim Kaplan, Zechayin Levoch, when he davened Shemayne Esrei, he stood. He did not shake. He stood like a statue when he davened. What? That Moshe also? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Because of Amogen Avraham. What? Yeah. Stand. Because of Amogen Avram, so we have a machloikis. So he's not saying, so David came out of it, so David came out of it. But tell us if Masha was him. We have to know what will be better for him. Im echavim heita v'odei tenua, if by shaking him, better kavona, is not there. V'im lav, yam v'itkach, ish it fair. V'vaad, ikke ish echavim liba, ish im echavim. Ktas misnanim tenua mishabeshev, others shake psambodne tenua. That which is Shaguf Oymid Al Omdoi, that he's standing like a statue, that Peroyshe Hefech Pamlu Yamin, Pamlu Smoil Derech Kaive. That means he turns his head to the right, he turns his head to the left, and the Levush gives a motion like a Chosin is leaving the Chuppah, so he turns to this one, says, Masutov, he turns to him, and he turns to him. So he says, that's when you're diving to the Rabbi Shalom, you're in front of the Rabbi Shalom, that don't go to the right and to the left, that alone is not a proper oifen. Ein lasis kein, one should not do this. Agavuche, I saw, perhaps this is a litvish minig, Abchaim Volozhna brings down in Kesar Roish, he says the whole heta of shaking by davening is if he's tired he shouldn't fall asleep. So that's the head of shaking. He says, but the ikir is the word should be said by his slavis beregesh. It's the words, not the body. So al kaponim, I think the word different. Chilukim hogim the litvish and the chsidish, they held that mustamba the tenua achitzaynis is ma'ira, the tenua pnimis, abel kaponim, here we have this halacha. Let's see if Aleph, the mechata, b'shabes, oimrim eitzol parshus atomit psukei musaf the Shabbos. We say it after Rabbayim and Masada, Ketairis, then we say v'yayim ha-Shabbos. We say this on Shabbos. Avolay b'Rosh Chodesh v'Yontev. B'Rosh Chodesh, you don't say the Machab, you don't say b'Rosh Chodeshim, and Yontev, you don't say the Kabbalah of Yontev. Mipnei she'kayim b'Torah b'Pesukei Musaf. So the Machab says, Shabbos, we do not mention in Kriyas HaTorah the Korban HaMusaf. Yontev and Rosh Chodesh, we have a special Kriyam that we mention the Korban HaMusaf. So my mail to the Machabes is like this. Reish Chodesh in Yontev, that in the Kriyas HaTorah we mention the Musafim. So there's no need to mention the Musafim now. We'll mention it later by Kriyas HaTorah. Shabbos, we don't mention in Kriyas HaTorah the Musafim. So my mail is, so that's why we mention it now. That's the Mechaba. V'yesh oimun shemeskirim ga musaf Reish Chodesh, that by Reish Chodesh, we do mention of Rosh Hashechem right before Zeh Mekoyman, v'chein noigim k'zeh lefarsam shu Reish Chodesh, v'chein nu lekamatz v'metav chof halah. So there's a more thing, there are two reasons why to mention the Musaf. One reason is, if we don't say it in Kriyas HaTorah, so we should mention it. That reason only applies for Shabbos. There's another reason that we should be mafarsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, what does that mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains as follows. By Shabbos, you know today is Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, you're busy preparing for Shabbos. Erev Yontev, you're busy preparing for Yontev. When it comes Shabbos and Yontev, you're also b'malochis. I know it's Shabbos and Yontev. Rosh Chodesh, I don't know that today's Rosh Chodesh. There was nothing special Erev Rosh Chodesh. In Rosh Chodesh, I'm doing b'malochis also. So in order to be mefarsim, today's Rosh Chodesh, that's what we say b'Rosh Chodesh. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah tell the Farsim, Abba Yontev and Trich on the Farsim, Shekval Mefusim Ayasmel. Abba Shabbos, Afo Pishu Mefusim, Emre Moise Bishach, Shein Lechem Lekroise Betoira, Nishain Baal, Shnei Psukim, Kemoise Yisboir Besumen Reish Pegim. What? To say in the Siddur, before I say Mekoyman, if you say,